Okay, hello everyone. Let's see what's going on in the markets today. It is Friday, July 9th. We're going to try to give you the most important news of the day and what's moving the markets in 15 minutes or less. Now, yesterday, the theme of the day was pandemic recovery, and stocks were lower significantly going into the open over Delta variant COVID concerns. But we finished well off of session lows, even though Japan declared a state of emergency with rising COVID cases that really sent global markets lower. Let's take a look at the charts. So here I have the S&P 500. And if we look at a 5-minute chart yesterday, this really tells the story. This is where we finished on Wednesday, and then a huge gap lower yesterday morning. The major indices were down more than 1%, down 1.5% for all three, and it was just a broad market sell-off. But things stabilized. The major indices found some support. There was a bit of a rally going into lunch. Things were quiet again, but we finished well off of session lows, erasing about half of the day's losses. So a decent drop yesterday, but it could have been a lot worse. And the question was, where do we go from now, or where do we go from here? And this morning, it looks like we're getting a bit of a boost here. The mini Dow is up about 0.8%. I could go to a daily chart. So we're seeing another bounce. And with this bounce, we're pretty much erasing yesterday's decline if this holds up. The E-mini S&P is up 0.4%. So not quite where we finished up Wednesday, but still, if this rally continues, we're going to see a pretty big, comeback from yesterday and erasing most of the day's losses. The NASDAQ isn't quite doing a whole lot right now, pretty much flat, down 0.1%. So I wouldn't say that's a whole lot of movement. Also grabbing onto that 14,700 level. So there could be some round number resistance right there as we head into the weekend. All in all, yesterday we weren't quite sure where this was going to go, if we were going to see some follow through today, and if the selling was going to continue. But at this point in time, anyway, it looks like the markets have bounced back, and traders have decided that it's good to be resilient with this type of move. And doesn't really matter so much if spectators are banned from the Olympics in Japan. One thing to note there, with the Olympic organizers banning spectators from the games, I saw that Reuters said that ticket revenue of about $815 million will fall to zero. So a tough break for organizers. I know that the Olympics were delayed after being canceled last year because of COVID, and the costs are just skyrocketing, and now, unfortunately, no revenue from spectators. So that's a tough blow for the Olympics. Now, let's look at some individual names. I'm going to bring up Wells Fargo. This popped up. So Wells Fargo not making customers too happy yesterday after announcing that they will shut down all existing personal lines of credit over the next few weeks, and that they will no longer offer the product. So it's a popular credit line where you might get $3,000 to up to $100,000 in credit available at a variable rate, and they've decided to get rid of it. Now, they will, at least from what I read, they will allow balances to be paid off over time at a fixed rate. So even though they're shutting it down, it's not like they're going to demand payment in a month of those loans. But the interesting thing is shutting down a line of credit could affect people's interest, or not interest, credit scores. That was the term I was thinking of, right? Because whenever you have an open line of credit, it's good for your credit score, as long as the balance isn't too high and you're making your payments on time, over time, right? So that could have a negative impact on credit scores. And so that's why bank or Wells Fargo customers aren't too happy who have had that line of credit, and it's now getting shut down. It doesn't seem to be affecting the stock price too much, though. Yesterday, Wells Fargo was down 2.5%. That was pretty much in line with the bank drop overall. So banks were down yesterday because of the 10-year yield drop, and Wells Fargo today is up 1.9%, which is pretty much in line with banks as well. So from a trading perspective, investor perspective, it seems like investors are really shrugging off that news, not too worried about it. But it is something that is affecting Wells Fargo customers, and many customers are not too happy. Now, speaking of the U.S. 10-year and interest rates, after a slide of a couple of days going down to lows not seen since February, a little bit of a bounce today. So the U.S. 10-year is up, and we've been talking about this, mentioned it yesterday. When the U.S. 10-year is up and yields are rising, that could put pressure on future earnings for growth stocks. And so this is really explaining why the NASDAQ and tech stocks really aren't getting a whole lot of love ahead of the open looking at the futures markets. But this is translating into a move higher for banks. So we looked at Wells Fargo. We could also take a look at Bank of America. Bank of America losing 2.4%. See, that was right in line with Wells Fargo's drop yesterday. And then this morning, Bank of America is up 1.8%. We could look at Citigroup. Citigroup down 1.8% yesterday. Today, actually up 2.2%, so making up for yesterday's dip. We could look at Goldman Sachs. Goldman Sachs down 2.4% yesterday, up 1.6% today, heading into the open. And pre-market trading for JP Morgan. See what JP Morgan's doing. JP Morgan Chase down 1.7% yesterday and up 1.6% pre-market. We'll see if these levels hold, but banks getting a nice little boost heading into the open because interest rates and interest yields moving higher is positive for banks. They could make more money off of that move. And when the yields are falling, that could be a negative for banks. And that's what we've seen over the last couple of weeks, specifically as we've seen that 10-year yield falling and now rising today. Take a look at another mover, SPCE. So Virgin Galactic up 17% yesterday, down a little bit pre-market, down 1.5% pre-market, but based on yesterday's rally, that's nothing. For those of you that haven't followed along, Richard Branson, the owner, he is headed on the space flight on Sunday. And if things go as planned, Branson will fly 55 miles above the Earth, where he will experience weightlessness for a few minutes before re-entering the Earth's atmosphere. And this trader seemed to really like this news, like the prospect. This is the FAA granted clearance for these flights. And since then, this stock has just been going up, up, and up. Now, there are some things that could happen over the weekend. I wish Richard Branson well, and I hope this isn't the case, but there could be some issue. The flight could be delayed. There could be issues with the flight. There was a big problem back in 2014. So hopefully those things do not occur. But options traders are betting on some significant movement. I was taking a look at options expiring next Friday, and options traders have basically priced in a 14.8 or basically a $15 move, which could be to the downside or the upside. So options traders in just 1 week, pretty much showing that they're pricing in Sunday's flight and what will happen, they're pricing in a $15 move. Now, the interesting thing for you options traders out there, and I'm not saying that this is a trade because it does come with some risk, and it could be that this gets hammered if there are problems. But I saw that there's options premium going all the way down to the 15 strike. So basically, if you were to be an option seller and to sell puts, you would be able to collect a 36% annualized return based on the premium. It's like 15 cents here for the $15 put based on yesterday's close. So that's a ton of premium for a 1 week move, which is basically accounting for a 71% drop in the stock. So options traders are saying this is not a sure thing. A lot of activity in the options market, pre-market down a little bit after yesterday's huge gain of 17%. So we'll see what happens. I hope the flight is a success and wish Richard Branson well. But options traders are saying, hey, this one's going to be a wild one for the next week. All right, let's take a look at a few other movers. We'll look at Levi Strauss. Levi, the jean company, reported earnings, and they knocked it out of the park. They're up 4.6% pre-market, and this comes after a huge earnings beat. They reported 23 cents a share versus a 9-cent expectation. They also reported better revenue as well. Another one, General Motors. General Motors up big pre-market, up 4.7%. Now, they received an analyst upgrade. Webb Bush gave it an outperform rating, saying that the stock could jump more than 50% once their push into the EV market is priced in over the next coming years. So we'll see. We'll see. I mean, GM's just had an awesome move higher since the COVID drop, kind of, you know, finding a range here between 56 and 64, at 55 maybe and 64, but getting a nice jump and push higher pre-market. Another company making some headlines here, and this one's going to be a little interesting, not moving like the others, but Pfizer, PFE is the ticker, and their partner, BioNTech, which is BNTX. So BioNTech's actually making a little more movement here, up 3.8% pre-market. So they're focused on developing a COVID booster shot, which will target the highly contagious Delta variant of COVID. And they said that clinical trials are expected in August. Pfizer, these two companies, they're actually the world leader in the COVID vaccine distribution. As of July 1st, they've shipped more than 860 million doses around the world. So they are leading out of everybody, you know, that has created vaccines and tried to create vaccines for COVID. They've been leading the way, and they are trying to create a booster for the Delta variant. They're trying to push for regulatory approval over the next couple of weeks. The thing here is that regulators are saying that right now the current vaccine does provide some protection. Their biggest concern was deaths, right? Severe illness and deaths, and the vaccine does provide protection for that. But they are going to be a lot more, well, you know, the vaccine was pushed through to protect people and save lives. So for the booster shot, they're going to be a lot more restrictive. And we'll see if this is able to get passed along quickly or if it's going to take more time like most vaccine and, you know, the typical drug approval is. So anyway, we'll see what happens with those two companies. A lot going on. Nice to see a little bit of a bounce going into the open. Looks like traders are setting up for a decent week heading into the weekend. Down just a little bit, but it could have been a lot worse after yesterday's drop. Actually, the NASDAQ is the one that's flirting with break even for the week. Dow and S&P down a little bit. We'll see if this boost today helps. So anyway, with that said, hope you know now what's going on in the markets ahead of the open. I'm ready for the weekend. I hope you are too. I wish everybody a great trading session. Make lots of money and have a wonderful weekend. And we'll see you back here next week. Take care, everybody, and happy trading.